This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator with a podcast of my column of May 21st, 2015. At the press conference to announce his return to the Hamilton Bulldogs for the third time, his fingers were conspicuously free of any flashy jewelry, specifically the collar cup ring he won with the American Hockey League version of the organization back in 2007. No, Ron Wilson says, I don't wear it. Really? Why? Wouldn't this be a perfect opportunity to flash it around a bit? Because I'd lose it, he laughs. Maybe. More likely, though, it's because the 59-year-old is about as unflashy a guy as you'll find in the game. He's a man of few words who wouldn't draw attention to himself if he saved a family of three-legged kittens from the bottom of a well filled with pit bulls. He simply tends to blend into the background of most situations. Proof? The guy quietly helped design the defensive system that was so effective in front of Carey Price in that Bulldogs championship run. Yet tell most Hamilton hockey fans that Ron Wilson has been added to the Bulldogs coaching staff for next year's OHL season, and almost all will immediately think the organization has added the abrasive former Maple Leafs coach. Nope, it's the other Ron Wilson, the guy who's highly thought of enough that he's been consistently employed as an assistant coach in the AHL since 1996, including two stints in Hamilton covering 9 years, with two brief head coaching stints mixed in. After an 832-game NHL career with Winnipeg, St. Louis, and Montreal, all done rather anonymously. That lack of public acclaim is okay with him. What wasn't so wonderful was how he left the Bulldogs. I started here with Doug Jarvis, he says. Then I went to Don Lever and then Clem Jodoin. He stops talking. Anyone else? And Sylvain, he adds. That would be the team's most recent head coach, Sylvain Lefebvre, who let him go a few months into the season a few years ago. It's unclear if the failure to mention his old boss's name was an absent-minded oversight or a more direct snub. Either way, it's pretty clear Wilson wasn't thrilled with what happened. After he was fired, the team went on to finish dead last in the league, then missed the playoffs the next two seasons too, suggesting Wilson wasn't the problem. Since the day he walked out of the building he knew as Cops Coliseum, he hadn't been back until Wednesday's press conference. He'd kept up on players he'd coached, and he watched Bulldogs games on TV. He and his family still live in Hamilton. But that was it. The extent of his hockey involvement was watching his grandchildren's games. I was a little upset, he says, a little shocked at how it went down. He goes on for a few more seconds about his feelings before cutting himself off. Whatever. It happens all over, all the time. It's life. Anyway, when he heard owner Michael Andlauer had bought a new OHL team, he called to offer his congratulations. As he did, he dropped a little hint that if the franchise was looking for coaches, he was available. Honestly, he was a little surprised when head coach George Burnett gave him a call to come have a coffee, and then another, and then offered him a job on his staff. Wilson's never coached in the OHL before, but it's hockey. He's won a Memorial Cup with the Toronto Marlboros back in the 1970s. He played a few games for the Hamilton Red Wings before then. He's won that AHL championship. He's been around the game for decades. As a result, the transition from pro to junior should be simple, especially since he's so familiar with his surroundings. It's like I never left, almost, he says. It's true, when he arrives on Wednesday, he found his way to the coach's office as he'd done so many times before. Then, without even thinking about it, plopped into the seat at his old desk. So yeah, it's home, sort of. It's a new team, he says. It's a new league. It's a new start. Hopefully, we can have some new memories here. This has been Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator. Thanks for listening.